Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Out here at Ash, Roger Federer, 6-4, 6-3, serving from the far baseline to start this third set and trying to get back to the U.S. Open championship match. Novak Djokovic is already waiting for him, and the first serve to start this set. Down the tee at 123, Wawrinka way long with a backhand. That is a backhand corner slice at 101 off the corner. A little bit wide. Second serve into a backhand from way behind the baseline. Fed goes backhand, stand four. Roger forehand, stand back, cross court. Slice backhand, Roger. Big forehand up the left side. Roger blocks it back in. Stand inside out forehand. Roger with a backhand stand goes drunk. Oh, volley off nice. His shoe tops, and he spins it over for 15 all.
I think it literally was on your shoes there. I mean, it almost got to the net, going into the net as hard as he can, bending really low right off the top of the net and gone completely the other way.
Down the tee long from Fed.
I mean, talk about spin, huh?
That was unbelievable.
It hit the floor and moved the other way.
Jack cooking in Boston. Fed cooking here so far. Slice serve into a stand forehand. Roger goes forehand middle. Wawrinka backhand long from way behind the baseline. It's 30-15. Well,
I think he decided to go back there too, huh? He said, I'm going to go back further and further and maybe change it up where I can swing better because he's missed quite a bit. But he didn't.
Backhand corner, chip back Wawrinka. Roger rolls it backhand, stand forehand in the net. Now he's starting to get dejected.
Right, and especially
the shoulders are slumping.
If you're way behind the baseline and you're Wawrinka, we all know he can hit the heck out of the ball. But if Federer's at the net, hard to pass because you're further back.
Just off the center line wide at 125 would have been Roger's biggest good serve of the match. Slices this one into the net at 94. Just his second double. It's 40-30.
If you're 40-15, not that big of a deal, huh?
Right, playing with house money.
Yeah. Hasn't missed much.
This one, backhand corner with Stan wow. backing away from the court, and he pulls it way wide right. Roger holds, as he has done all match. Stan 0 for 4 on break points, all of those coming in the first set.
He's just been so good. Federer, really, all around. First set was a little differently. Wawrinka had a number of chances, couldn't pull it off. Federer was just in control during the second set. And I'm not sure what Stan's going to do. But again, these two practice all the time. They know each other. They played each other so many different times, too. But some of the time, it's just quality, no? And quality-wise, Federer is way up.
Slice, serve, stand. Roger with a swing and a near miss. Barely got a piece of the frame. 15 love. Nice first one from Wawrinka at 113. Backhand corner.
That was good.
Caught the cord. No, did not. It's an ace. 117. Ace number 6, 30 love.
Hitting hard right in that little area.
Down the tee. Backhand framed by Fed. 40 love. Where's this been all night?
Well, he's also got a thinker. Okay, I know I'm two sets down.
Goes big again. Fed forehand. Stand forehand short. Roger goes backhand. Stan swipes it back. Now Roger drop shot. Curled it in. Stan couldn't get there before the second bounce. And it's 40-15.
A little good chop there.
That was beautiful.
Bit to the ground. Fantastic shot. I think he knows it's tough when you're two sets down against guys beat so many times. But it hasn't been hours and hours. It's only an hour and 14 minutes. So
Down the tee, off the backhand frame, Stan holds. One all, third set.
So Lease will have a chance. I know it's a very tough one, but he's got a little chance.
Well, he's got to find a way to break.
No other choice.
Can't do anything.
No other kind of choice.
Carol in Denmark, Peter in Nigeria. Slice serve fed, just missed wide.
But how is he going to break Federer?
Well, that's the thing.
But again, we knew his chances in the first set. Couldn't do it.
Way off the baseline. Roger comes in. Stan backhands to the net. Putting on the pressure again.
Comfortable, though. Or you would think he went way up in the air with the backhand. That time for Wawrinka, he was so far back, it just hit the top of the net.
Out wide to the backhand. Off the corner, long and wide.
And Federer wants to serve. He wants to do it as fast as he possibly can.
Second serve is in. Stan backhands from way off the baseline. Roger inside out forehand. Stan backhand cross. It's in. Backhand Federer. Backhand Wawrinka pulled it wide to the near left-hand alley, and it's 30 love.
This is just off of the top of my head, but remembering at Roland Garros when these two played, and Federer and Wawrinka won in three sets, a lot more rallies.
Slice serve. Stan forehand. Roger backhand chip. Stan lobs,
couldn't
missed it
there.
Wide again near left alley, and it's 40 low.
And Federer just keeps come here on hard courts right here in front of Ash. He's coming on top of him so quickly. Doesn't give a chance.
Backhand return. Roger comes in, half volley. Stan takes it off the baseline, a lob, and Roger slams it down. Another hold in love for Fed as he goes up 2-1. In the third set, Stan Wawrinka serves, trying to get back in this match when we return on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express. Back on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express. Mark Rene, Matt Cronin. Last men's semifinal, by the way, in which anyone rallied from two sets down, Mr. Cronin. 2011, you might recall, a guy named Djokovic came back against a guy named Federer.
That was a big one. 7-5 in the fifth, correct?
7-5 in the fifth.
Ooh, boy,
we're also,
Federer.
We're
then
also
tonight when you see
books,
him, remind him of that match.
The last time both men's semifinals were decided in straights was 2009, Federer over Djokovic. Del Potro defeated Nadal, and then he would beat Roger in the final. Here's Stan Wawrinka trying to get back in this match. He's down two sets.
I think that was 6-2 in the fifth, right? Something like that?
1-2.
He played fantastic.
Backhand Roger middle. Backhand Stan. He pulled it far right-hand alley, and Wawrinka's been spraying the backhands now for the last few minutes.
Hopefully someday Juan Del Potro will be, Juan Martín Del Potro will be back. He's only played once this year. Sydney.
Wawrinka with 26 unforced errors now. Roger with a backhand chip, sliced it just wide into the near right-hand alley. It's 15.
You know what? He had a good shot there, too. Nice slice right by the line. He was going to come to the net. Just a little wide there by Federer.
Sherry in upstate New York. Trish in South Africa. They've got us on in Hong Kong. Backhand return from Federer. Too long down the middle, and it's 30-15.
Close, and he's a little upset twice in a row. He thought that he had opportunities twice in a row with the backhand.
Up the tee. Forehand return is in. Dug off the baseline by Stan. Backhand Roger. Backhand Wawrinka netted to 30 all.
There's a lot of comfort now, too. You can tell he's moving in because the forehand and the backhand and the serve are working. They just feel that it's very good.
Up the center line. Backhand return from Roger. Forehand Stan. Forehand Fed. Forehand Wawrinka. Fed forehands again. Baseline to baseline with the forehands. Wawrinka, Federer. Now a backhand Wawrinka. Backhand Federer in. Backhand Stan, sharp angle. Roger flattens it. Stan runs it down. Cross-court forehand. Roger skids to a stop with a forehand. And Wawrinka backhands into the net for 30-40. And this is a hold that Stan's got to have. He's got to save this break.
Lots of hustle that time by Federer. Forehands and backhands, especially on the backhands, because Wawrinka can crush it, and he finally missed it on the last one. Now 30-40. This could be the whole thing.
Backhand corner long.
Be careful of the forehand.
Backhand corner in. Backhand return. Stand back. Roger four. Stand forehand long. Federer breaks. And he's now got a 3-1 third set lead.
Just not good enough. And it was all about the forehand when he goes one way, then the other way. And I think Wawrinka was thinking, I can't handle this. I need to get it deeper. But he looked up, not enough spin on the top, and Wawrinka flies it. I would say major trouble. Now.
Down the tee, ace, 123 from Fed, ace number 9.
And Federer's just been gotten so quick every game.
It's amazing. Kick serve, backhand return in. Fed forehand pulled right side. Stan a running forehand middle. Forehand Federer. Forehand Stan into a Roger backhand. Stan tries that volley off his shoe tops again. Sliced into the net, though. It's 30 love.
You can tell, Mark, even when Wawrinka is trying, he's playing okay at times, but he's just not there. I mean, he decided to charge. He goes way down, can pick it up with the backhand into the net.
Slice serve, forehand return. Long Wawrinka right at Roger's feet, and it's 40 love. He's got 3 points to hold for 4-1 in the third.
Yeah, Federer, psychologically, he's been very, very smart today.
Punches it to the backhand just a little bit long.
Not a lot of rallies, exactly what he wants.
Second serve down the tee. Forehand is in. Backhand Federer. Forehand Wawrinka to another Fed backhand. He pulled that one wide. 14. Missed into the near left alley. 40-15.
And I'll tell you, that's what Wawrinka would love, is that they would play backhand, backhand all day long. That's what Wawrinka would want, because he's got a bigger shot. But not today, because Federer's got the ball going anywhere he wants.
Down the tee. Backhand. One bounced into the net. And Federer holds for 4-1. A must-hold serve coming up for Stan Wawrinka when we return to the second men's semifinal on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express. Back on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express, we could be headed for the home stretch here. Roger Federer, 6-4, 6-3, 4-1 on fellow Swiss Stan Wawrinka. And Stan will be serving off the far baseline. Chair umpire James Kiyotavon calls time. Before we forget, programming note for tomorrow. We come at you 12 noon Eastern with a men's doubles final. Murray and Pierce against Herbert and Mahut. Great Britain and Australia against a couple of freshmen. Women's singles final, Vinci and Panetta, the all-Italian affair. 3 Eastern time. We start noon here on U.S. Open Radio, presented by American Express. And Wawrinka serves wide to the forehand corner. Now down the tee. Backhand return from Federer chipped into the net. 15 love.
So much trouble. And I really thought many of us would, that Wawrinka would be extremely close, but Federer's playing substantially better today.
Deep to the backhand.
Much
corner.
Better.
Second serve. Roger takes the short one. Pushes it just wide of the far right-hand line, and it's 30 love.
We do know that both Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer, both who lost
deep
last year
again
in the semis, when they walked out here today, they were saying, we're not going to forget. We're going to be on the top immediately, and they happen.
Backhand return from Fed coming in behind it, and Stan backhands to the net for 30-15.
With Federer. Net points.
21 out of 26.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Backhand return. Fed is in. Shoveled off the baseline by Wawrinka. Fed tries a drop shot. Stan a backhand slice. Roger backhand volley. Stan backhands around the post, but wide to 30 all.
That'll be 22 out of 27 then. Going up to the net really low with the backhand, which he almost never misses. One of the best of all time, that one, too. He scoops it up everywhere. Beautiful shot. 30 all again.
Into the body, backhand long.
This is big, huh? Because you would think Federer could jump on this right now.
Fed backhand middle. Backhand from Stan. Backhand Roger. Backhand Wawrinka. Forehand Fed. Forehand Stan. Backhand Fed middle. Forehand sharp angle. Not sharp enough from Wawrinka. As he missed it wide to our right, his left, and it's 30-40. Roger with another break point. I mean, he's 4 of 10 on the match.
You can see Wawrinka has had some nice shots, but right now 29 unforced errors. Too many. Too many against one of the all-time greats.
Serve to the backhand corner again, long, and Stan swats that one away in frustration.
Yeah, he's got to go to the backhand or not kid him. Yep.
Kicker to the backhand in. Forehand Stan, backhand Roger, middle. Forehand Wawrinka to the near corner. Roger shovels it back. Forehand Wawrinka, forehand Fed. Baseline to baseline. Now backhand chip Fed. Forehand Stan. Backhand Roger sliced in. Big forehand Stan. Roger blocks it back with a backhand. Forehand Wawrinka, backhand slice Fed. Stan, big forehand, longest point of the match. Baseline to baseline with forehands. Roger in. Stan sliced to the net. Federer breaks. And he'll serve for the match at 5-1 in the third.
I think that was 9 fantastic shots by Wawrinka, but it didn't matter. Federer just stayed in, and finally, the last time he had 20 shots overall. So, yeah, basically it was 9 great shots. It was his position. He moves to his left, bangs it. Wawrinka couldn't handle it. Oh, my goodness. There was nothing else he could do. Boom, 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 boom.
And Roger 4 points away. And here comes Federer. Getting back to the final. Slice serve, forehand wing. Wide. Second serve is into a stand backhand chip. Backhand Roger up the right side. Forehand Wawrinka, forehand Federer. Backhand stand, backhand Roger. Backhand stand middle. Roger inside out. Forehand too long. Too wide from Fed. Love 15.
Went a little to his left. Had a pretty good run that time. Had the forehand. Wanted to go back the same way. Just missed it. Not a big deal up 5-1 here.
Missed into the net looking for the center line.
He's going to go to the net. Will he do it here?
Into the body. Backhand chip good. Roger with a backhand volley cross court. Stan backhand lob. Roger smacks it down. Stan big forehand missed to the high part of the net. 15 all as he tried to come down the near left side.
And it was a good lob, wasn't it? 15-0. Pretty high, moving pretty fast. Doesn't matter. Federer gets it. Hits it down the middle pretty hard. Wawrinka was way back where he was. Got to swing at it. Just nets it.
Slice serve to the forehand.
Now he's going to the net again. What, a little practice before he faces Djokovic? Is that why?
Up the tee, backhand chip from Wawrinka, backhand cross Federer, backhand stand, backhand Roger middle, forehand stand, good. Roger looking to cover his forehand side, got past, 15-30.
That time Federer floated it twice into the air. And good swing by Wawrinka the other way. I'm pretty surprised overall.
Roger's only lost 5 points on serve in this set, both on second or all on second serves. This one to the forehand side at 124, chipped back long by Wawrinka, and Federer is 2 points away from the final.
Haven't been able to break the guy during this U.S. Open, and he's got a great serves, obviously, but it's not like he's Karlovich or Isner. It's not that he's hitting 135 all the time.
Up the tee. Backhand return. Wawrinka in. Federer forehand. Wawrinka way off the baseline with a forehand. Roger forehand stand. Curls one cross court to the net. And it's match point Federer.
You just can't attack him the right way because the forehand is good and the backhand is good. And he's out at the net. And he's just brilliant. Everything is going right for Roger.
Up the tee, forehand return. Roger backhand volley. Stan passes him beautifully to the near right side with a backhand.
Yep, he went in. which is fine. But with the backhand, he kind of floated it. Went right to the middle, more or less, and Wawrinka knocked it down the area with the forehand.
Gutsy shot to save match point. Up the tee, just wide.
Mr. Federer is challenging the call.
First challenge for Fed. First time he's been taking a deuce on his serve since the second game of the match.
Rarely looks at it.
Chase review launched, and it says just missed the center line. Second serve, Roger. Sliced it in. Backhand return, good. Forehand Fed, left side. Forehand stand, long. Match point number two.
When right behind him, Wawrinka was going to the left. Federer said, no, I think I'm going to go the other way. Nice big swing with the forehand. Here he goes again.
Match point two. Serve is in. It's an ace at 118. The 10th ace of the match is the last shot of the match. Roger Federer is going back to the men's final as he defeats Stan Wawrinka in an hour and 32, 6-4, 6-3, and 6-1.
I think he said, I think you kicked my bottom or something to that effect. And those two just spoke around each other.
You tell me, Matt Cronin, the last time the men's semifinals combined were decided in under 3 hours.
I think that's got to be a record.
Here's another one for you. It's the first time since 1979 at the U.S. Open that the previous year's losers in the semifinals go to the next year's championship match. Back then, it was Gerolaitis and McEnroe. This year, it's our top two seeds, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer. And Fed has a chance to make it 6 U.S. Open championships.
He's been trying.
Swiss countryman Stan Wawrinka, 6-4, 6-3, 6-1, again in just 92 minutes. And I'll tell you, when they pushed back the start of the first semifinal to 5 Eastern, I figured we'd be here till close to midnight.
I thought
we're done before 9 Eastern.
Absolutely.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.